We were talking about cashiering things after waiting a 24-hour period, and there are certain situations where cashiering becomes a problem when the first opportunity to cashier is on Pesach, so there already may be flavors in that item from an earlier visitor when you go to an Airbnb or to a hotel. So let's talk a little bit about travel and Pesach. Number one is you cannot really kasher anything on Pesach itself properly in the lechatchila way. And therefore, even though it is recommended to go through a kashering process, being that you didn't have 24 hours, and being that the tam that is in kelim become chashuv on Pesach itself if it's chametz, so you should not consider them to be properly kashered. Mm-hmm. And even if you want to go through the kashering process, everything should be used with some kind of separation, especially when something may be hot. So it's preferable not to use the hot sink, certainly not to use the oven, of course, unless you do a full self-clean oven, then you could kasher it because self-clean ovens do not require 24 hours. But the sink should not be used with hot water with anything that's not in a package. If you want to wrap everything in plastic and then defrost them by pouring hot water over it in the sink, then it is okay. Yeah, extra care has to be taken using utensils in a hotel or Airbnb sink, because if you're going to turn on hot water and it's touching the porcelain sink or the steel sink that was not kashered, then those utensils could be a problem now on Pesach. So you should hold them in your hand while washing them. And again, avoid the use of hot water if possible. Certainly not hot water. Even if it's just a little warm, that would be okay. The coffee maker in a hotel may not be used because there may be a problem that in the past somebody used not kosher Pesach coffee or other things in the coffee maker. A K-cup technically could be kashered. You would have to switch the cup that holds the cup, the actual filter or the cup holder, and then technically you could kasher it by running it through, cleaning it, waiting 24 hours, and then running it just with water. But on a practical level, it's not so negeh. We mentioned before that it's a big discussion if microwaves can be kashered. There's a big discussion if microwaves need kashering. In order to use a microwave in a hotel or Airbnb that has not been kashered, and you could put water in it for about 10 minutes, build up a tremendous amount of steam, and again, you can't really consider it to be kashered. There's machlokes if it works, and also the fact that you're kashering it first on Pesach when it possibly had some absorption of chametz. Those things should not be considered properly kashered, and therefore only use a microwave with things that are sealed and covered. Keep in mind that if you're going to wrap something in a Ziploc bag, very often in a microwave, that bag will pop and allow steam to be transferred in and out of your item. So put things into a double wrap or saran wrap or some other container that will not pop and allow any transfer of steam. So to use the microwave, make sure it's clean, first of all, from any residue. Give it a Windex to passel it and to be poigim any flavor that may be in it from the past 24 hours, and then again, still don't consider it to be kashered, and double wrap things or put things into a real good Tupperware type of thing where no steam could be transferred in and out of it. Additionally, when going into a place that has not been checked for Pesach, you have to check, which means you have to check with a flashlight. If you want to do a candle, you can do a candle. But even if it's daytime, you're going to need a flashlight to check the nooks and crannies. Before you settle down and unpack everything, the checking should be done without a bracha. If you are going to a hotel before Pesach, and you're there the night of Pesach itself, then you make a bracha on the rooms that you'll be checking. Visitors, guests that travel to parents or in-laws do not have to have their own chiv to check the house. The house's responsibility is the owner, the host. If you want to participate in the mitzvah, you could participate and check your own room, but that would be done without a bracha. If you pay your host $1 to rent the room for Pesach, and you're there the night before Pesach, the Lel Bedika, then you could make a bracha and check your own room. But whenever checking is being done not on the night of Bedikah, a bracha is not said. When you are leaving your home before Pesach and you're not going to be there for the Lel Bedikah, the house should be checked if somebody's going to have any access to the house. If the house is being locked up, every location where the chametz is and you're selling the chametz to a guy, the house is being rented to a guy. We rent the location of the chametz to a guy, and you could, if you want, you could sell the entire house to a guy as well. The purpose of selling the house to a guy is the new residence that you take up wherever you're traveling to will become your place, and that's going to be your chiyuv bedika, and the house is being sold to a guy. It has nothing to do with you. But even if you don't sell the actual house, if it's not being used, it will not have to be checked. If it might be used by somebody, it will have to be checked. And when it's checked before Lel Bedika, again, it should be the last possible time that somebody's there before Pesach, and it should be checked without a bracha. In general, whenever you're traveling to someplace that was not properly clean for Pesach, no food should be in direct contact with any surfaces that may have had any bleias, any absorption of any chametz. If you're in a picnic somewhere, make sure to bring a plastic tablecloth with you. No food should come into contact with surfaces. One last thing to keep in mind is that sometimes rooms contain chametz. Sometimes a hotel will provide a little bar with some beer, with some vodka. They'll have maybe on the dresser some baked goods, a cookie, welcoming their guests. Before you rent the room in any hotel or Airbnb, make sure to verbally specify that you are not acquiring any chametz that may be coming along with this rental, and you are hereby not taking any responsibility for any chametz that may be within there. Sometimes you might have something in a bar and it gets lost, it falls down, it breaks, and they'll charge you for it. You have to say that legally, I am not taking any responsibility for anything. Preferably, you should tell that to the management. If you can't, at least make that verbal statement to yourself or in front of two people.